I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
I'm pleased to announce that today we will have reached the mark of 300 million shots in arms in just 150 days. Let me say that again. 300 million shots in arms in under 150 days. That's an important milestone that just didn't happen on its own or by chance. It took the ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, and the whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments. Together, we built an unparalleled vaccination program and managed one of the biggest and most complicated logistical challenges in American history. And above all, we got here because of the American people stepping up and getting vaccinated, helping family, friends, neighbors get vaccinated. And just remember what the situation was like 150 days ago. We didn't have enough vaccine supply for all Americans. We didn't have the vaccine infrastructure, or the people who administer the vaccines, or the places where the people could get vaccinated. But we turned it around together by acting quickly and aggressively and equitably. We secured enough vaccine supply for every American. And as I announced last week during my visit to Europe, we are now in a position to provide more than 500 million vaccine doses to the rest of the world, the 100 poorest nations. We developed and deployed over 9,000 federal personnel, including 5,100 active duty military, to support the vaccine effort and to get shots into arms. And now we have more than 81,000 vaccination sites across the country, including over 42,000 local pharmacies. Thanks to this wartime response, we've gotten 300 million shots in the arms of Americans in 150 days, months ahead of what most anyone thought was possible when we started. In fact, if you remember, a lot of people were skeptical that we could even get 100 million shots in my first 100 days into people's arms. But we did it. We kept going. And what we're seeing is a truly American accomplishment. 65% American adults have gotten at least one shot, including 87% of our seniors. Just 5 months ago, we were at only 5% of adult Americans. Nationwide, we have the lowest number of daily deaths since the first days of the pandemic. And as our vaccination program is saving tens of thousands of lives, with that count growing each day, it's also allowing millions of Americans to get back to living their lives. Grandparents hugging their kids, kids back to school and getting ready for the summer, people going out to restaurants and traveling, businesses are reopening. Folks, we're heading into a very different summer compared to last year, a bright summer, prayerfully a summer of joy. But as I promised you from the beginning, I will always give it to you straight, the good, the bad, and the truth. And the truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states. They're actually going up in some places. A few days ago, we crossed 600,000. 600,000 Americans dead from COVID. More than every death in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and 9/11 combined. So even while we're making incredible progress, it remains a serious and deadly threat. And the data is clear. If you are unvaccinated, you're at risk of getting seriously ill or dying or spreading it. People getting seriously ill and being hospitalized due to COVID-19 are those who have not been fully vaccinated. The new variant will leave unvaccinated people even more vulnerable than they are a month ago. This is a serious concern, especially because of what experts are calling the Delta variant. It's a variant that is more easily transmissible, potentially deadlier, and particularly dangerous for young people. But the good news is we have the solution. The science and the data are clear. The best way to protect yourself against these variants are to get fully vaccinated. So please, please, if you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient. Use the extended hours at thousands of pharmacies in June, including thousands that are open 24/7 on Friday this month. Most pharmacies now offer walk-in vaccinations. No appointments needed. Employers with less than 500 employees, the federal government is providing you a tax credit to give your workers paid time off to get vaccinated and recover if they need be. And for anyone who still questions, that's okay. You still have questions. But act. Act now. Act now. Talk to your family and friends who've gotten vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist. According to the American Medical Association, over 90% of physicians are fully vaccinated. They're making the choice to protect themselves and their communities and their patients. Follow their lead and make the choice for yourself. As I said, we're heading into, God willing, the summer of joy, a summer of freedom. On July 4, we're going to celebrate our independence from the virus as we celebrate our independence of our nation. We want everyone, everyone to be able to do that. Let's remember, we are the United States of America. Let's get this done, all of us together. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.